I want to start off with congratulations about the Ben Jones Celebrity Clay Shoot. Back May the 12th, you and your wife Alex, raised $93,000 plus for the Ronald McDonald House. That's got to make you proud.
We were ecstatic about it. All week we were planning for rain. Like, all right, how are we going to do this clay shoot outside in the flood and rain? It was 100% chance. Literally, it didn't rain for the 2 hours that we were shooting. So we were blessed in that situation. I can't thank my teammates enough. I had over 20 Titans there participating. And then we go to our sponsors and all our family members who helped out. So it was a great turnout for everything. And looking forward to doing it next year.
That's awesome. What's it like being in the huddle with Tater Lewan?
I'm just trying to keep him in focused on the game, because when he's focused, he's one of the best tackles in this league. And that's my job, as I'm making the calls and making sure everybody's on the same page. And when he's on it, I'm glad he's on my team.
What is the specific responsibility of an NFL center in the huddle?
Honestly, I set the huddle, make sure everybody's in line, make sure we got the right personnel. And when I hear the personnel grouping, I'm trying to see what the defensive personnel grouping, are they matching, are they staying sub the base, what they have in. Then after the huddle is broke, then all my calls start. Well, in the huddle, we're waiting for Marcus to make the call. I just set the huddle.
So Marcus is basically the conductor, and you're the associate conductor. You're having to make sure that everything flows with what he wants to do. I mean, that's a lot of thinking in a 40-second period.
Correct. He comes in, he gives us the play. Everybody has their part of the play that they need to know. If it's the number part, is it the concept part? So I'm trying to hear the formation, the play, and what kind of alignment our receivers are in so I can set the blocking scheme. So when we break the huddle, I'm already turning. I'm like, all right, this kind of defense, this team, so I kind of know. So if they're not in their normal, something's up, so I can alert people. Because going into a game plan, we kind of know, hey, are they under team, they're over team. So if something's different, hey, I might holler at Mark and be like, hey, they're giving us this, you sure you want this play? And then we communicate and we decide on what we're going to do.
You're also the sheriff too, aren't you?
The sheriff, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about keeping Tater Lewan straight, pulling a guy out of a fight, making sure a guy gets over a penalty, you know, if there's chatter in the huddle, because, I mean, guys will, you know, pop off at each other. And
yeah, as an offensive line, we're all really close, all five of us. And I hear Jack over there. Most time Taylor in the game, I know that's his intensity. He likes to talk, and that's what gets him going in the games. And I know when to say something to Taylor and when to not. And most time I just let him be, because he knows, hey, how much he can do and what he can get away with. And I like that about Taylor, because he's a scrappy guy on Sunday, and we need a guy like that on our team.
Now, you've played guard, too, in the league. Do you prefer center or guard? Would you prefer to be just one of the guys, or as the center, that main guy?
I'd much rather be at center. That's what I played at Georgia 4 years, so I waited my time. I rotated at guard. I started both right and left, but I like doing the whole mental aspect of it and knowing the calls and kind of setting the scheme better. And I can see it clearer at center, because everybody's kind of, it's balanced. At guard, you kind of see it from a third point of view over there. You're trying to make the call, so center's definitely where I like to be.
Getting to be a pretty well-known guy around Nashville, Titans center, and you do the celebrity clay shoot, and you're certainly evident in a lot of things. Are you sort of getting used to some of the status of being a, maybe not a celebrity, but a well-known Titans player around town?
I just try to blend in as a guy. I just like being the right up under the radar. I can go to dinner, nobody says a word to me, and I enjoy that. They just said I'm a big kid. That's because I don't have the facial hair, I don't have all that, so I can usually blend in pretty well here.